And one of them, when he saw that he was made clean, went back with a loud voice glorifying God, and he fell on his face before his feet giving thanks, and this was a Samaritan. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, Amen. Last Sunday, in its proper last gospel, our Lord walked through the sandy waste between Jerusalem and Jericho. And there he told the glorious parable of the Good Samaritan. And today we again stop at Samaria, whose people were an abomination to the people of God. Even though the scripture does not name that certain town, tradition identifies it as modern-day Jenin, a Palestinian city in the northern West Bank, a major agricultural center for the surrounding towns, and which is now under the administration of the Palestinian Authority. When Jesus approached the outskirts of Jenin, he saw a pitiful sight. 10 men infected with a horrible and deadly disease called leprosy came to him crying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." It is the compassion and mercy which are the great themes of today's gospel. And it is true that the sight of corporal misery sometimes moves us to tears. I remember when I was in my last year in high school, we watched in class a British documentary about Chinese orphans named The Dying Rooms. These were not so much orphans as infant inmates, tied to their bamboo benches, unable to move, while malnutrition slowly consumed their little bodies. The sight of the children in the documentary was so pitiful that many girls in our class were openly crying, and even us guys, all hardened by our daily dose of TV violence, were struggling to hold our emotions together, trying not to make it too obvious. That documentary in its time caused an uproar in the world, but of course it soon died out. Every decent world citizen is appalled by the sufferings of children, but almost every citizen of the world also wants to buy trendy products with good price. The suffering of these children was caused by rigidly enforced production economy of the communist government, and of course it aroused pity to the suffering. But for a man of the world, when it becomes to the choice between compassion and comfort, compassion always ends up taking the back seat. But the lepers of today's gospel boldly approach Jesus because they knew that this man was different. He would have mercy and compassion, notwithstanding what the society thought. The society had forbidden them to enter any city so that they would not contaminate the healthy citizens. What a sad sight it must have been to Jesus and his disciples. And truly, this is a very sad Sunday indeed, for its texts are filled with sorrow. Echoing the voice of the pitiful and oppressed ones, the introit of today's Mass quotes the 73rd Psalm, perhaps the saddest of the entire Psalter. O God, why hast thou cast us off unto the end? Have regard, O Lord, to thy covenant, and forsake not to the end the souls of the poor. Arise, O Lord, and judge thy cause, and forget not the voices of them that seek thee. Most likely it was composed over the ruins of the city of Jerusalem, when the promised land was laid waste by heathens. St. Paul in today's epistle laments how people had to remain in the world without a Redeemer for a long time because of the sinfulness of men. And now in the Gospel, when Jesus approaches Jenin, poor lepers lift up their voices and cry, "Jesus, have pity on us." And Jesus did have mercy and compassion to them. But he sent all 10 of them to the priests without first healing them. And in this way, he wanted to test their faith and confidence in him. All of them went off obediently, and long before reaching their destination, they were all cured of their dreadful disease. But only one of them, the Samaritan, gave a thought of thanking his benefactor. By the time this man would have had his certificate of health from the priests at Jerusalem, it would have been too late and almost impossible to find and give thanks to Jesus. Besides, this incident happened only few months before his crucifixion and death. Jesus wanted to be thanked, and he was humanly speaking hurt when he was not. He asked, "Where are the other 9? And in this way, even the happy occasion of cure of the lepers has a sad side story containing the ungratefulness of the rest. Dear faithful, our Lord has also looked us with a sad sight, with his pitiful eyes, and healed us from the contamination of sin, which is much, much more serious than the horrible disease of leprosy. But how have we responded to his great mercy? Have we been like the grateful Samaritan or like the ungrateful Jews? We can easily find out by comparing our behavior to those Catholics who were many years ago confronted by a certain catechumen. This man wanted to be a Catholic. He rang the bell at the priest's house and asked Father to tell him something about the Catholic Church. Several times the man came, eager to learn all he could about the catechism. It was almost time for him to be baptized and received into the church. Then suddenly, this man stopped coming, and the priest could not figure out why. 2 whole years passed when the man then stopped at the rectory and told the reason to the priest. "Father, I guess you would like to know why I did not come back to be baptized. I'll tell you. While I was taking instructions, I stopped in your church one Sunday, knelt in the back and watched the people. Some of them prayed, but many did not. I saw people looking around, walking in and out during the Mass, whispering and rattling rosaries. I thought to myself, these people don't really believe that Jesus is present on the altar. I decided not to be a Catholic. That was 2 years ago, Father. Then yesterday, I happened to be going by the church just as it was getting dark and decided to drop in. I thought there was nobody else there until I heard a voice, the voice of an old woman praying something like this, 'O Lord, please be good to my boy. Bring him back to the sacraments. Please, Lord, please.' That woman really believed in the Blessed Sacrament, and she helped me to believe." Dear faithful, every single Mass we go into is not only a divine and propitiatory great sacrifice for our sins, but also our thanksgiving of the benefits received. In today's gospel, there was one man who gave God a chance, who gave Jesus credit for what he did. 10 men who had the leprosy begged Jesus to cure them. And how many came back to thank him when he did? Just one, a Samaritan, a despised mixed breed, came to praise Jesus and thank him for the wonderful cure. The other 9 who were Jews, members of God's chosen people, never came back to say thanks. Gratitude, a beautiful virtue, which in God's creation can be found only in angels and men, is really rare. So ask yourself, what would people think of you in church? And more importantly, what would our Lord, who was hurt by the ingratitude of his own people, would think of you? Would your behavior convince anyone that Jesus really is on the altar? Or would you make people doubt the real presence of our Lord? This is God's house. How do you behave in God's house? Remember that man I told you about. He almost missed becoming a Catholic just because he saw some people acting in such a way that it seemed they did not really believe Jesus was in the Catholic Church. Then, when he saw and heard that old lady who showed that she believed that this was God's house, then he wanted to be a Catholic. The gratefulness to God has grown more and more rare in our world. That city of Jenin, where Jesus performed this miracle of compassion, was also the home of a late Palestinian terrorist leader, Ali Mustafa, who was assassinated in 2001. Jenin has named its town square and even a children's soccer team in remembrance of him. But the name of Jesus and the obedience to his teachings has long since vanished from this town, in which Jesus showed such great mercy to the suffering lepers. But oftentimes, when examining our conscience, we realize that we are really no different than those people of the world or those people in the church who by their own actions drove others away from our Redeemer. There are so many occasions to show ourselves to be like the grateful Samaritan leper, but so often we set our own needs before God's will. If it's a question of rising up early to Mass or sermon, we choose rather to sleep longer and delay our leave. If it's a question to say our rosary, we might choose to put our daily, more oppressing chores before it and postpone the prayer until we are too tired to do that. Or when someone in a conversation brings up our neighbor, of whom we might not have too many kind words to speak about, instead of respectful silence, we often choose to bring his faults to everyone's attention. In short, as the shedding of the precious blood on Calvary should bring us to deeply be concerned about our own sinfulness, we so too often choose to follow our own will and our own schedule, not God's. It's not that we mean to be ungrateful. Of course, we do appreciate the gifts which have, without any merit of our own, received from our Lord. But just as in the case of Chinese infant inmates, when it is a question of choosing between compassion and comfort, we, with the rest of the world, almost always choose comfort over compassion. And in this sense, we have truly shown and proved ourselves to be not like those grateful souls who draw people to Jesus in the holy sacrifice of the Mass, but to like those who send them away because of our own ungrateful actions. We must ask ourselves if we really give credit to God for the wonderful things He has done for us. Jesus has done more for each one of us than He did to the Samaritan leper. How can we show our appreciation? We must give Christ the credit. The Gospel tells us today that one of them, when he saw that he was made clean, went back with a loud voice, glorifying God. It is in the sacrifice of the Mass where you show Jesus that you really love him and answer to his call. And if you want to love Jesus more than the whole world, you need to show your love by thanking him for benefits received. In today's Gospel, our Lord teaches us the proper attitude we should have towards God and to his gifts. The Samaritan could not believe his good fortune. He felt himself unworthy of such a favor and was enormously grateful for it. So grateful, in fact, that he desired to say so at once. The journey to the priests could wait. The reality of the cure must have been plain to all, as the Samaritan, certain that now he would not be driven away with stones, pushed his way through the crowd and threw himself to the feet of Jesus. And Jesus, pleased at the Samaritan's gratitude, dismissed him, saying, "Thy faith hath made thee whole." The man's leprosy was now gone. He could go wherever he pleased, and more importantly, he, who came from the foreign and despised race, was now made one of God's elect. Dear faithful, God has given us our life. Many die while they are still babies. Think of this. Jesus did not cure you from leprosy. He kept you from ever getting leprosy. Give glory and praise to Jesus for giving you your life. Best of all, we want to thank Jesus for the blessings of the Catholic Church. Before we were baptized, we were worse than lepers, worse than the Samaritans. But through his priest, Jesus washed all sin away and made us whole. After mortal sin, we were again like lepers, and again Jesus told his priest to wash it away in confession. We can never give Jesus enough credit for all the good things he has done for us, but we can and we must at least try. Saint Maria Goretti, who never reached even her teenage years, went to Mass regularly, even though it meant a two-hour walk, and she went as often as she could to confession and Holy Communion. What a source of admiration, and from a poor peasant girl, putting us in our proper place, who have so often proven in our own actions that we have yielded to our own will and desires, rather than giving thanks to Almighty God. So may all that change today. Let us stop being like the 9 ungrateful lepers who were cured, but who never came back to give Jesus credit and thanks. From now on, let us be like the 1 grateful, thankful Samaritan leper who was made whole. Go to Jesus here at the altar during the Mass and give him glory, give him credit, give him honor, and do so faithfully and obediently, and you also will be made and will stay whole through all the days of your life, which God, in his mercy, has given to you. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.